Hola amigos, Brad Evans here, and place your bets, you jackwagons. I'm on a solo mission. Lundy, probably hammered somewhere on a beach in Mexico right now, slugging back multiple Coronas, and I'm about to hop aboard an airplane to Viva Las Vegas. That's right, I've got took to see you two with the Sphere on Thursday night. It's a little early preview of Thursday night football, and you need a stinking reason to watch Bears and Commanders. I'm glad I'm seeing Bono at the Edge instead of watching what is going to be a god-awful game, but naturally I have a multitude of tickets open. So let's hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus to kick it off here on this episode of the Feed 5 podcast, and I'm on a bet plus 100 odds or greater right now across the sports betting universe, and that wager is Joey Sly, yeah, kicker for the Washington Commanders. Give me the over on 2.5 main points after attempt or touchdowns or whatever the hell you want to call them. PATs, that's what they are, at plus 110 at BetMGM. The reason why I like this wager, the Bears have allowed this in all four matchups already this season because their defense is number 31 in EPA total defense per play. They have allowed to opposing kickers 5 extra points, 3, 5, and 4 extra points so far on this young year. Joey Sly, meanwhile, has been over in 2 of 4 games, and the Commanders' offense, a little bit better than we think, though they are just number 19 in EPA total offense. Still, Sam Howell has been moving the ball consistently. Brian Robinson's been a bruiser between the tackles. He got scary Terry McLaurin there as a premier pass catcher. The Bears are going to be, you know, out of sorts and discombobulated, as they usually are in this game. Also keep in mind too, Sly, a perfect 9 for 9 on PATs this year. So you put all together at plus 110 at BetMGM. Oh, hell yes. I'll get seduced by that juice. All right, with that bet on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on the countdown today. Let's go with an SGP. And if you're digging this, come with me on it. It's all Khalil Herbert all the time. Now, mea culpa. I was completely wrong last week. I thought the Rashawn Johnson takeover was in full effect. I thought he would play the lion's share of the snaps a week ago. But no, Khalil Herbert had the hot hand, a guy that really accumulated the touches and the yardage both as a runner and as a receiver in his matchup against the Denver Broncos. And it could be more of the same. It's always a little bit touch and go because I think it is going to remain a bit of a hot hand. But Herbert right now has the upper hand in this backfield. So on this SGP, give me him for 40 or more rush yards. And then give me Herbert for just 5 receiving yards. You put those two together and get really creative with these at BetMGM. It is an even plus 100 juice. And I'm buying that all diggity day long. You look at Herbert. Last weekend, 78% was his snaps played in that game. Had 18 total attempts. And very impressively on the season, a guy that is RB15 in yards after contact per attempt to 3.27. And he has forced a gaudy 31.7% missed tackle rate, and one of the better marks in the NFL. And you look at the receiving production, he's been over this number with ease in 3 of 4 games. He's averaging 11 exactly routes run per contest. So a nice little safety valve, or maybe on a designed screen or short or quick slant. I think Herbert will get this one with relative ease. Should catch a couple of balls in this game. Washington, kind of middle of the road in EPA rush defense, number 18 in that category specifically. They're giving up 4.05 yards per carry and 78.0 rush yards per game. But again, these alternative thresholds, I need a little bit lower number and achieve the over, and we cash in on 40-plus rush for Khalil Herbert and 5-plus receiving yards. Yeah, I'll make some cash with Khalil at plus 100 at BetMGM. All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade at Five Countdown today. Give me, Scary Terry McLaurin. It is October after all. On the over 4.5 receptions, juiced up a little bit, minus 135. Pulled this one from DraftKings Sportsbook, but he should have himself quite the night, because who doesn't against this Berenstain Bears secondary? A bunch of Paddingtons out there, all so friendly, all so cute, all so cuddly, and all so beatable in coverage. And Tyreek Stevenson in particular, who is expected to be the primary assignment of Terry McLaurin in this game. Stevenson in that Bears secondary is allowed a 148.9 passer rating, 13.8 yards per reception, and 76.5 catch percentage to his assignments. Three wide receivers have caught at least five balls against Chicago this year. And look at McLaurin. He's been over this in three of his first four games, getting a sizable 19.9% of the team target share, 26 targets in total. And he is wide receiver 20 as well, and catchable target rate at 81.3%. That number tracked at Player Profiler. So again, counting it all up and carrying the one, Terry McLaurin hits the over on 4.5 catches, minus 135 at DraftKings. Numero tres here on the Fade at Five Countdown. Let's work at a very simple SGP, and I'm going to take Washington on the money line. So in other words, they're going to win this thing straight up. And give me the over on that all total, taking it down a little bit to 39.5. And again, windmill slam dunking the over on that. It's minus 115. Not the most seducing juice, but still not too expensive either there at BetMGM. Again, the Washington Commanders, decent offensively, number 9 in EPA total offense, middle of the road in that category, but defensively, not as bad as the Bears, but in a similar vicinity. Number 24 in EPA total defense, Chicago, meanwhile, number 23 in EPA total offense, and number 31 in EPA total defense. On the standard total, it is at the over all four Bears matchups so far this season. Again, the Commanders are going to find little resistance, whether operating on the ground with Brian Robinson, some pepperings of Antonio Gibson, or through the air with Terry McLaurin, with Logan Thomas, with Curtis Samuel, with Jahan Dotson. It doesn't matter. They're not going to be pushing back and really resisting Washington at all in this game. So I think the Commanders win in a sweat-free, hopefully, victory in the end, and the over hits on that alt line of 39.5. You put those two together, minus 115 at BetMGM. Number two here on the Fade Five podcast. Give me Justin Fields, and I'm going to take the over. No, not on rush yards. No, not on passing touchdowns or passing yards, but passing attempts. And that number sitting at 27.5, minus 130, a little bit higher juice there at BetMGM. But I'm willing to slap the wallet and take that over. This line actually opened at 28.5. And if you grab it early, you got it at a better and more viable juice of minus 110. But minus 130 isn't out of the realm of possibility. Not too exorbitantly priced in my mind, because as I mentioned, Washington, a little bit dicey defensively. Number 24, an EPA pass D on the season. They've given up 32.8 pass attempts per game to opposing quarterbacks. All four opposing quarterbacks have gone over this pass attempts mark, including Josh Dobbs, who is kind of a similar build and style and substance as Justin Fields as a scoring duelist. He threw 30 or more times, actually, in his matchup with Washington earlier this year. Meanwhile, look at Fields. He has gone over this in three of four games this season. He's averaging 30.8 pass attempts per game. And the coaching staff is saying, hey, don't run nearly as much. We want you to be a little bit more pocket tied. There was some pushback earlier this year, but it's pretty clear that Fields is heeding that advice and really taking it. Chicago, number 17, believe it or not. So right in the middle of the pack in terms of pass play percentage. So they're not by any means a run first team, not with DJ Moore, especially on roster. Maybe a little Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet will be worked in here. So in a game in which the Bears more than likely are going to play from behind and deal with a deficit. I say take the over. Justin Fields, 27.5 pass attempts, minus 130 at BetMGM. Numero uno here on the feed. 5 countdown on Thursday night football. A crack open. A 5 Bolognese and sip on it. It is a hashtag tequila Thursday. And again, I'm going to be at the U2 concert in Las Vegas. You know the love juice is going to be flowing for your boy, especially when Ultraviolet plays the Light My Way. Oh, one of my classics in the old Rolodex of tunes, to say the least. Play that one on loop. Octane Baby, one of my favorite albums of all time. Can't wait to see it in full, despite the fact that U2 is ancient. And a lot of the Gen Zers are out there like, who? Anyway, Brian Robinson, anytime touchdown. He splashed a 6 in this game. And the fact that you can get this at plus money at Caesars means you should take advantage. Plus 104 is a juice here at Tape Time of the Pod. Brian Robinson, I think he's going to score with relative ease. And it could be on the first drive of the game. He's got a number of touchdowns already this season. 4 in total. He's seeing 73.2%. of the opportunity share. So the indisputable RB1 in Washington. Remember Antonio Gibson? Yeah, he's on a milk carton somewhere. Everybody forgot about him. He's seen the 6 most red zone touches of any running back in the NFL as well. That is Robinson with 10 in total through the first 4 weeks. And look at the Bears. Number 23, a little bit better, an EPA rush defense, but they have allowed 8 total touchdowns to the running back position. So likely plowing between a couple of tackles there and maybe pinballing off a couple of guys or carrying a couple of Bears. And in the end zone, he splashes 6. That is my top play, Brian Robinson. Anytime touchdown, plus 104. They're at Caesars Sportsbook. All right, it's bonus time. Let's get after it with the Team Hoyos parlay play of Thursday night football and all this multi-legger. Let's see if you are buying what I am selling. Give me the Washington Commanders to score at least 2 touchdowns in this game. Give me Justin Fields to throw for at least $1.50. Give me Cole Kmet to catch 2 or more passes. Brian Robinson to rush for 50 or more yards. And Khalil Herbert, again, a prominent pass catcher in the Bears offense, 10 or more receiving yards. Oh, yeah! Let's work those shoulders again. It gets juiced by that juice at plus 190, built at BetMGM. You look at Washington. Again, they should score with LTVs. The Bears are number 31. Number 31 in EPA defense per play. So, as I said before, they're erecting like styrofoam walls, and the opposition is just cracking and splintering through them. And I think Washington's going to do that on the ground, and Sam Howell through the air. They're going to score at least 2 tutties in this contest. Justin Fields, meanwhile, $1.50 through the air. He has done this consistently. Actually, he has done this in, I believe, 3 or 4 matchups. Yeah, 3 or 4 matchups. Washington has given up at least 150 pass yards in 3 of 4 matchups this year. EPA pass defense for Washington, number 24. So relatively lackluster in that category. They look at Cole Kmet. 2 or more receptions. Again, he should do this consistently. He has done that exactly consistently. I believe he's done it in every single game this season. He's inside the top 10 in target percentage among tight ends. And on top of that, you look at what Washington's given up, over 3.5 receptions per game to the tight end position. Brian Robinson, 50 or more rush yards. Again, I believe Washington's going to have a lead in this game, and I believe he is going to just scoot through and bowl through the Bears tacklers, who were Casper the Friendly Ghost and just turn silent nature. Yeah, the Bears only giving up 3.80 yards per carry to running backs, but they're also surrendering 96 exactly rush yards per game to the position. Seeing that 70 plus opportunity share, probably on 15 to 20 carries, he gets around 70 yards. All they need is 50. And then Herbert, 10 or more receiving yards. Once again, a guy seeing 11 routes run per game. He has done this a couple of times already this season. And if you're chasing the scoreboard, I think it'll free up some of that short field coverage, which Herbert operates in. Justin Fields will check down, find him a couple of times, and he will get the 10 yards needed. So to recap, Commanders, two or more touchdowns. Justin Fields, 150-plus pass yards. Cole Kmet, 2-plus receptions. Brian Robinson, 50-plus rush yards. And Khalil Herbert, 10-plus receiving yards. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, mi amigos. On that Fablegger on the Team Wavos Parlay Play of the Day, plus 190 there at BetMGM. All right, the other bonus time I got, line hasn't even posted at a tick time, but whatever the over-under is on rush attempts for Brian Robinson, I'm expected to be around 15.5 or so. Slam the over on it. I really don't care if the number is a little bit higher. I would still take it. This could be a 20-carry kind of game for him. And then finally, I got one last SGP for you in this game. Now, Sam Howell, I just need one touchdown. I need Brian Robinson for 5 or more receiving yards. And then Cole Kmet again, 2 or more receptions. That's plus 105. To give a little bit of background on that, Howell's thrown a TD in 3 of 4 games this year. The Bears have given up 8.57 pass yards per attempt and 10 total passing touchdowns to the quarterback position. So he will airstrike one in for 6 at some point in this game. Meanwhile, Robinson, he's only averaging 7.5 routes run per game, but has hauled in at least 5 receiving yards in 3 of his first 4 contests here in 2023. Bears, meanwhile, get up 5.8 receptions per game and 58.5 receiving yards per game to the running back position. And then Kmet, as I mentioned earlier, he's gone over this in all 4 games. He's seeing a sizable 17.19 target percentage, and the Commanders giving up, again, close to 3.5 receptions per game to tight end. So how? 1-plus passing touchdown, Robinson 5 or more receiving yards, Kmet 2 or more receptions, plus 105 there at BetMGM. Again, you can get creative with those SGPs. All right, I am out of breath. I am out of time. I got to catch a stinking flight to Viva Las Vegas. Oh, I can't wait. Stayed at Circa, the biggest sportsbook in the damn world. It's an amazing place. We're looking forward. I may even take a dip at Circa Swim. Stadium Swim is an amazing place to watch my ugly face, which is routinely on broadcast there on the big screen, while sipping back a few lovely slushy-type drinks while you're dipping in the cool pool. Do me a favor if you enjoy this podcast. Drop us a rating and a review, and Lundy have a bang-up time there in Mexico. I'm going to try to get back because travel is getting in the way of things on either late Friday or sometime on Saturday for the full NFL Week 5 preview. And I'll try to sprinkle into some college cash as we usually do here on the Fade 5 podcast. Again, if you enjoy this episode or any of our episodes, fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. You can follow me at Noisy Huevos, follow Nate Lundy at Nate Lundy. And again, drop us that rating and or review. For Nathaniel Lundy, somewhere wearing a sombrero and probably no pants, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.